This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Menendez brothers, whose names have been linked in infamy for decades, may now face separate destinies. This startling revelation comes from Nathan Hochman, the newly elected Los Angeles County District Attorney, who has pledged to re-examine their cases individually, a significant departure from the previous administration's approach. This single shift in legal strategy throws into question everything we thought we knew about this infamous case and begs the question, could one brother walk free while the other remains behind bars? The names Eric and Lyle Menendez are virtually inseparable in the public consciousness, synonymous with a horrific crime that gripped the nation in the late 1980s. The brutal slaying of their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion became a media sensation, a story of wealth, privilege, and shocking violence. The brothers, then young men, were eventually convicted and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. But the narrative took a turn during the tenure of former District Attorney George Gascon, who, amidst his own re-election campaign, announced a review of the case, citing the brothers' claims of years of abuse at the hands of their father. Gascon even recommended a reduced sentence that would have made them immediately eligible for parole. It was a move that sparked intense debate, reigniting the passions that had surrounded the case for so many years. But with Hochman's victory, the script has been dramatically rewritten. Now, Hochman has stated unequivocally that he intends to treat the cases of Eric and Lyle Menendez separately. While they're called the Menendez brothers case, there's an Eric Menendez case and Lyle Menendez case, he told NBC's Lester Holt. So we will look at each case separately, which is the way they actually should be handled. This declaration is more than just a change in rhetoric. It signals a fundamental shift in how the prosecution will approach the resentencing. It suggests that the brothers' individual roles in the crime, their subsequent behavior in prison, and any other relevant factors will be weighed independently, potentially leading to vastly different outcomes. What unseen factors could influence the DA's decision? What evidence, previously overshadowed by the focus on the brothers as a unit, will now come to light? The backdrop to this dramatic development is, of course, the original crime and its aftermath. In 1989, Jose and Kitty Menendez were found dead in their Beverly Hills home, victims of a brutal shotgun attack. Their sons, Eric and Lyle, initially claimed that their parents had been killed by intruders. But the story quickly unraveled, and the brothers eventually confessed to the murders, claiming they acted in fear of their father, who they alleged had subjected them to years of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. These claims of abuse became a central point of contention during their trials, with the defense arguing that the brothers acted in self-defense. While the first trials resulted in hung juries, they were eventually convicted in a second trial and sentenced to life without parole. Former DA Gascon's decision to review the case was based in part on these claims of abuse and the argument that the brothers had not received a fair trial. He recommended a new sentence of 50 years to life, which, given the time they had already served, would have made them eligible for immediate release. This recommendation was supported by a 57-page filing submitted in October by two deputy district attorneys who had worked on the case under Gascon. They argued that the brothers had undergone significant rehabilitation in prison, demonstrating remorse and a commitment to positive change. "We now understand that public safety is not best achieved through overly harsh punishments that ignore rehabilitation," the filing stated. "But the winds of change have swept through the DA's office, and with Hochman at the helm, this path to potential freedom now appears far less certain." Adding another layer of complexity to this already intricate case is a recent revelation reported by DailyMail.com. The publication revealed that Lyle Menendez has allegedly been involved in an online romantic relationship with a young British woman. Sources claim that Lyle had even expressed a desire to divorce his wife to pursue this new relationship. This news, while seemingly a personal matter, could have significant implications for his resentencing. It raises questions about his judgment, his capacity for remorse, and whether he has truly undergone the level of rehabilitation claimed by his supporters. What impact will this revelation have on Huckman's assessment of Lyle's case? Will it reinforce the perception of some that he is manipulative and undeserving of leniency? Furthermore, the DailyMail.com report also revealed that Lyle was caught with a contraband cell phone in prison, an incident that was even included in Gascon's resentencing memo. This breach of prison rules further undermines the image of a reformed and rehabilitated individual. It raises serious security concerns and casts doubt on his adherence to prison regulations. How will Huckman interpret this incident? Will it be seen as a minor infraction or a sign of a deeper disregard for rules and authority? Huckman has been openly critical of Gascon's handling of the Menendez case, suggesting that his predecessor was using it for political gain. He has also removed the two deputy district attorneys who worked on Gascon's recommendation, signaling a clear intention to chart a different course. Huckman has emphasized the importance of consistency in resentencing decisions, suggesting that the outcome of the Menendez case could set a precedent for future cases. "We have to be consistent," he stated, underscoring the gravity of the decision he now faces. He also told Lester Holt, "I'm reading thousands of pages of confidential prison files, indicating the thoroughness of his review." As the January 30th hearing approaches, the fates of Eric and Lyle Menendez hang in the balance. The decision of the new DA will not only determine their futures, but also potentially reshape the landscape of resentencing in Los Angeles County. Will the brothers be treated as individuals, as Huckman has promised? Will the claims of abuse and rehabilitation be weighed against the recent revelations about Lyle's behavior? And perhaps most importantly, will justice, whatever that may look like in this complex and tragic case, finally be served?
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.